Hello, Big Time.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, it's finally happening.
Yes.
Yes.
Jelly Roll in the house, everybody.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I know you've got a story, man. And I mean, and we found out about it online, and so much of it is just shocking. But the thing is, to many of us, like, you're just like this newcomer that came out of nowhere. And then you start looking, it's like, no, this dude has 24 albums, y'all. So let's try to keep up, you know?
Well, I definitely took the scenic route. That's what I tell people. I wanted to see as much as I could on the way.
And what finally made you take the left turn and end up in country music? Because I got to tell you, dude, Son of a Sinner sounds like it was written and sung by someone who's been in country music for 20 years.
Oh, thank you. Well, I grew up in Nashville, so it's been a part of my life, my whole life, and a big part of our family and what we believe, what we used to listen to all the time. So I think I just had to take 3 left turns to get here.
Wow, yeah. Welcome home.
Welcome home. That's exactly how I feel.
There you go.
That's how I felt the first night I got to play the Opry. I was like, this is where I belong at. Like, as an old Nashville boy, this is where I should have been all along.
Am I thinking of the Opry, the Ryman, where you were with Craig Morgan? Where was that?
Opry. I was with the Opry, Craig Morgan. Oh. Yeah, that was a good one. Man, what an incredible night.
I can't imagine being you because I was crying watching that.
Oh, listen, I Michael Jordan meme cried. I mean, I ugly cried. I ugly cried. I couldn't help but to, man. Craig's just such a great guy. And I hung those lyrics. He gave me some lyrics that night from Almost Home. I hung it straight on the wall there.
Because in case you don't know the story, that Almost Home song got you through some time in the pokey you had to do.
It did. Had to spend a little time in the can, unfortunately. That song really did a lot for us in that moment, man. And I had Googled where Craig Morgan was playing live. He was playing the Grand Ole Opry when I first got out of jail, so I went to go see him. And he sang that song, and I just sat there and cried like a baby.
What is it like to be in jail and wake up? Do you even sleep? I don't even know.
You don't sleep at first, but then sometimes you don't sleep, but sometimes you get in the rhythm of sleep like a baby.
But you're a big guy. No one was messing with you anyway.
No, we didn't have. We also keep a peaceful energy. I ran the poker table. I was a big gambling funny guy. I just housed cards and made sure everything went smoothly. I just knew how to stay out of the way.
Wow. How long ago was that, actually? Because, like I said, we're just catching up. How long ago was that?
12, 13 years ago.
Wow. Now, at that point, were you doing rapping? Were you doing albums at that point?
I had done a couple of mixtapes around the local high school.
Got it. Out of the trunk of your car and stuff?
This is back when you had to pass out physical CDs out of the trunk of your car. Yeah, that era.
Understood.
It's been fun. I'm at the butt end of the generation that got to see it go, had cassettes, had CDs, and then transitioned into streaming.
I got to tell you what, I don't know if you have moved since things transition to streaming. It's so much easier because I had albums, dude.
I just remember, you know, everybody having the big CD packs. And way more dangerous than texting and driving was leaning over in your passenger seat and trying to flip through a CD book.
Right, or one of those things falling over in your living room. I hear you. You could hurt there, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
So I know you and your wife, you just had your 6-year anniversary, right?
We did. We have been married 6 years, and it's been awesome.
And you've known each other, like, what, 6 years and 1 month?
Yeah, well, a little bit more. We'd met each other about 7 years ago, and then we had kind of got to dating a couple months before, like a month before. We just jumped off the cliff. So we just went, just dove right in.
Man, take the leap and the net appears, or you grow wings or
That's
something,
it.
You know?
That is it, baby. You got to fly or fall.
So how does it feel having this album out there that you're not rapping?
You know, I was nervous to put it out at first, but I felt really confident. I just couldn't sleep at night. I kept thinking about how special I felt Son of a Sinner was, and I just knew I was doing the right thing.
It's just when I hear your voice, it's almost angelic, you know, in a broken down sort of. It sounds so honest.
Well, nobody told me. I didn't have anybody tell me I was a good singer, so I thought I was a bad singer.
Are you serious?
Because I didn't sing neither in front of people, so I would do, like, choruses and stuff like that, but I wouldn't really go for it.
Unbelievable. Then what was a song that you used to sing like then to yourself with no one around?
Ain't Living Long Like This by Waylon Jennings. Weak at the Knees by SWV.
Oh, wow.
That was the real one right there, right? Don't have to come on out there. That's that high school heartbreak central.
Oh, do you do that in concert? Because I'll come just for that.
Oh, dude, I should. I should cover SWV. That'd be so cool.
That'd be awesome. Because you know what? We always know these songs. You give us a big one. It's weird how the country audience is actually way more expansive than people think we are, you know?
Oh, dude, I say that every night on stage. My frame of reference is this. In the 90s, I listened to No Doubt, 311, Korn,
yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Tracy Lawrence, Alan Jackson, George Strait, Garth Brooks. This is all stuff that frequented my CD collection in the early, in the mid-90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mid-90s. So it's, I feel like it hasn't, this isn't a far stretch that genres have been bending as far as with the listener forever.
That's true. And you guys too, you people who sing, you're bringing in all sorts of influences. We're always going to get your people who gripe and say that ain't country. They've been saying that since Johnny Cash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, but the thing is your stuff is, it is stone cold country. By the way, do I call you Jelly or JR or Mr. Roll? What do I call? I don't even know.
Well, this is the way I try to explain it to people. My mother called me Jelly. My daddy called me Jason. So I'm really okay with either way.
What if we called you J-Roll?
Yo, I'm in. I like J-Roll. Yeah. Right.
Listen.
I like J-Roll a lot.
Listen, man, 2022, this is a long way from living in a conversion van in the mid-90s. Am I right?
Oh, my goodness. Crazy. Yo, can I tell you a funny story about that conversion
Please.
Van?
Yes.
They asked me today, my wife is buying her first investment property, and I had to, like, clear something with a creditor or something like that. And they, you know how they ask you old questions to make sure you know who you are? They brought up the van. They brought up the van. The van was one of the questions. Yeah, I was like, what a cool sign. It was like, what kind of vehicle did you own in what year? You know what I mean?
Oh,
I was like, I know that one for sure. That was the van. Yeah. Bertha.
Yeah, she had a name.
Yeah.
Do you know if she got sold off for parts? Because even if she did, dude, think about that. She's like an organ donor living on. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you know, however she, if there's just a nozzle, a gas nozzle of her left, that would just tickle my soul deep.
I feel ya. Listen, I feel ya. I am really so happy they finally let us get together. It wasn't that bad. I only cussed once. I don't think you did at
all. That's what I was thinking, too. No, listen, I'm on my best behavior.
I think you're incredible. I love just how, good Lord, you're so authentic, you know? You don't come off as trying to be anybody else, you know? I love that.
Oh, God, dude, I'd be miserable. Oh, goodness. I think that's one of the most important parts of, I think, artists these days, is that it's just so important to be yourself. And because the internet now is going to find you anyways.
It is
the
truth.
We're in the world now where they're going to find you anyways. So,
yep.
I was talking to Kid Rock the other day, and I was like, you know what, dude? You literally can't do anything that would shock
you.
Like, could you imagine being Kid Rock? You have zero shock factors. There's nothing you could do that would ever piss anybody off that we don't expect.
Truth, right there. Yep. You are so right. We know it comes down the pike, and we're like, uh-huh, yep, that's
yeah.
That's you Bobby for you.
News that somebody else could have said, that would have been like national attention. You'll just scroll right by it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nobody says, he did what? I know, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
no.
right. Listen, I saw you. And this just happened to me this summer. I went through this whole thing with my bathroom. I had my bathroom remodeled. And I got a bidet. And I saw the video of you with your new bidet. You're like toe to toilet.
Listen, man. But it is the, I cannot believe that I have spent my whole life wiping my own Can you believe that at a young age your parents start teaching you to wipe your own and you get in trouble if you don't do it right? And the whole time these French people had a way to just completely cleanse your spirit with never getting off the commode.
I don't like going anywhere anymore because I don't have that thing at you know, on the road because it's a miracle worker, that thing.
Yeah, I'm expected to wipe my own butt.
No, not ever. You'll look forward to getting up in the morning.
Yeah, no, listen, I spend more time in the bathroom than I used to. I can tell you that much. The toilet seat's hot. It's a warm toilet seat. I can control the pressure of the water. I can control the heat of the water. I don't have that much control of many things in my life at all. So the fact that I can control in which way my is clean now is awesome.
I think we have the same model in our homes because I get you. I totally understand, you know? Changes your life. No wonder these albums are so fantastic. No wonder you sing so well. You're so clean. You know what? You will never forget this interview. I know that I won't.
Yes. This was 2 minutes away from a Beavis and Butthead episode.
So J-Roll and I, we bonded over the bidets. Yes. Get one for yourself. If we are two people here, Justin is very uncomfortable with this conversation.
It's all good.
You know you want one, though, Justin. You know you want one.
After hearing all that, yes, I do.
Jelly Roll, thank you so much for hanging out with the Big Time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on the Big Time. This is big time for me. No pun intended. All pun intended.
You are fantastic. Jelly Roll, you got it, my friend. Thank you so much again.
No, this was awesome, man. Anytime. Thank you all so much.